Your father left it here. Goody, goody. Now you can buy me candy, and you can get yourself anything you want. And we don't have to use mud pies anymore. We can use real whipped cream pies. And but Gawain, loyal and trustworthy as he was, took the bag of gold and ran off in search of Sir Bertilac. Eventually he returned the gold, much to Bertilac's surprise, and the two ventured home that night. On the day before Christmas, Gawain again ventured from the castle.
I can't stand it. I can't stand it.
Gawain, I can't find you.
The trail is still there. I can assure you of that.
I was just picking mushrooms.
Those are toadstools. Quite deadly.
Good.
Oh, please, Sir Gawain, do not fear the Green Knight, so.
He isn't anything compared to...
I'll tell you another story, Gawain. It will help you forget.
Silence, Violet. Now, Gawain, I suggest that you do nothing but rest and prepare yourself in body and spirit for your meeting tomorrow with the Green Knight. I am off now to make the arrangements.
In the meantime, I'll tell you about the time my puppy Barney died. It was 3 years ago in the spring. No, it was 2 years ago in the fall. Or was it 1 year ago in the middle of the summer?
In the interest of time and sanity, we shall jump ahead several hours as the story is nearly finished.
And so I cried and cried because there was poor old Barney squished under the wagon wheel. Legs here, there, everywhere. Well, you know city drivers.
Violet! Violet!
Another story?